Again, Erev Shabbos, my Erev Shabbos friends. Shabbos is coming. Shabbos is on its way. Get ready. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. It is time to get ready. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Kavod Shabbos, everybody ready? Shabbos will be ready when you find her. How will you be when she finds you? I want to thank our generous sponsors, as always, for sponsoring Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, my dear friends, as a schutz for Chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Fredo, in memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzibin David Aryeh. Thank you so much for your generosity and for your friendship. We'll begin momentarily. Kavod Shabbos. Put your hands together. Look, Kavod Shabbos. Here comes the siren. Shabbos is coming. The Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. We're going to learn a magnificent piece out of Avram Shor, Shlita, the Kavod Shabbos, right after the siren ushers us into Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. The great Rav Avram Shor, Lekach V'Halibov, has a magnificent piece on this week's Parsha Vayakel. Again, if you're listening to this not corresponding with Parsha Vayakel, still, nevertheless, very, very relevant. Chanan, I miss dancing with you too, but this is the way it's got to be. We can feel the energy when we dance the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So Rav Avram Shor says the following. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Tav Chafei, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Kachay Menhagosh Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi, Erev Shabbos Mavin Lo Areva Malei Achamen. The minhag, the practice of Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi, the great sage, the great Tana, was that on Erev Shabbos, on the eve of Shabbos, they would bring him a bucket of hot water, v'rochets panav yadav v'raglav, and he would wash, he would cleanse his face, his hands, and his feet, u'misate v'yoshe b'sadina mitziyotzen, and he would wrap himself, envelop himself in laundered and pressed sheets, v'doma l'malach Hashem tzivakos. He would have the image of an angel. The Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, we read in this parsha in Pekudei, he would have the image every Erev Shabbos to wash his hands, his feet, and his face, and to wrap himself, and to be able to have the image. The Rambam quotes this lalacha. Eze kavod, what is the way we honor Shabbos? Zesh amru chacham mishamitzva al adam lirchot panav yadav v'raglav v'chamin be'erev Shabbos b'mnei kvod haShabbos. The Rambam codifies this lalacha, and he says, it's incumbent on everyone. Take a shower, lekavod Shabbos Kodesh, take a bath. Not just Thursday night, not early Friday morning before you go to work, but Lekavod Shabbos, the way to transition, to build our schedule around the ability to shower, to get ready. And the Rambam also codifies, in hot water, what if you like showering or bathing in cold water? Why specifically hot water? Lekavod Shabbos. Umizate v'tzitzis, and then one wraps themselves in tzitzis, v'yoshi b'kovod rosh, and you sit with some sobriety, some significance, some seriousness, and v'yoshi b'kovod rosh, mechal akbalas b'nei Shabbos, and now you're ready. You're ready to greet the Shabbos Queen. If you've ever had a dignitary at your home, back before Corona when we could have guests, if you ever had, or please God will have, a dignitary at your home, a great Rosh Hashiva, a tzaddik, a tzaddikas, if you have, lahavdil, an elected leader, a political leader, a powerful person, person of great fame, you get ready early and you wait for their arrival and you tzitter, you're a little bit nervous, you want everything to be just right, you want to show them the honor they deserve. Says the Rambam, quoting this Gemara, Shabbos is no different. We get ready, we transform our home, we transform ourselves, we wait, and with excitement, a nervous excitement, we can't wait for this visit, we can't wait for this opportunity to host, to begin. And Rav Avram Shor wonders, Yesh Lavin, Omek HaKavana B'derach Avodah Ma'u Rechita Shal Eilu Gimel Evarim. What is the deeper meaning, the deeper significance, what is the deeper idea specifically of washing face, hands, and feet? We've spoken about similar ideas through the Slonim Rebbe in the past, but today, this evening, as we're getting ready to transform Friday into Erev Shabbos, let's look at Rav Avram Shor's insight. Hinei panav mora al tzelem Elokim. Do you know what it means to cleanse, to wash, to rinse, to ready your panav, your face? A person's panav, the panim, the face, is a reflective of the pnim, of the tzelem Elokim, of our soul, of what is inside. The Maharal writes in Chidush HaGadol on Sanhedrin, we know that we have a rule, Hamal b'pnei chaveru berabim, the Mara writes, when we describe somebody who embarrasses somebody else in public, We describe it as hamalbim penechavero berabim, someone who causes the face of their friend to go white. Why? When you're embarrassed, when you're ashamed, when you're humiliated, the blood rushes to your face, you turn bright red, and then it drains from your face, and you become white. You become absolutely pale. Why do we describe that you embarrass somebody? Panav, you embarrass their face, berabim, because the tzelem elokim, the soul, the uniqueness, the distinctiveness, the individuality of every creation of Hashem is reflected in the person's face. The panim is the panim. The face is the internal. That's the godliness in us. You humiliate, you embarrass somebody. You are in denial of the godliness in them. You dismiss and you abuse the godliness, the sanctity of who they are as an individual. That's called malbim pinei chavero. Because the pinei, the face, the panim is the panim. The face reflects the inside. And it quotes similarly in the Orach Chadash, Sefer Shemishmuel, Shabbos Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Mor Panim. Shabbos, we are blessed with the light of our face. In fact, he doesn't quote this, but some suggest, I think the Balaturim, that Parshas Vayakel, which begins with the mitzvah of Shabbos, is juxtaposed or is the continuation of the end of last week's Parsha, Kisisa. The end of last week's Parsha, Moshe has these rays of light that emanate from his head. What Renaissance artists mistakenly drew as horns. We don't have horns. Moshe had these rays of light, the Keren Or that emanated from his head. So what's the connection between last week's Parsha and ours? I think it's about the Balaturim who writes, because a Jew, when we put on our Shabbos panim, we take off our weekday vachadik panim, our weekday face is covered with wrinkles and anguish and worry, our weekday face is covered with anxiety and envy and arrogance, but our Shabbos face is calm and serenity and happiness. Our Shabbos face is the ability to truly rest. So the light that came from Moshe at the end of last week's Parsha is the light we're capable of to come from our radiating face. When you walk home after shul, when you light the candles, what is the first thing that, please God, your children, your grandchildren, your friend, your neighbor, what do they see in your face? They see it's relaxed. The muscles have let go. They see the light that is shining, that is emanating from your Shabbos panim, your Shabbos face that you've put on. So says Rav Avraham Shor, the idea of being rochets panav, that washing our face means reflecting, examining the Tzelem Elokim, that godliness and the godly soul that was inside ourselves that maybe we abandoned or maybe we neglected or maybe we didn't believe in or maybe we underachieved or undersold ourselves. Shabbos comes and the Tzelem Elokim, that uniqueness, that distinctiveness, that individuality of who we are, we again believe in ourselves. So rachatz, we have to wash off the residue, wash off the schmutz, wash off the barriers, wash off the disbelief, wash off the addiction to the things around us in this world, which are sabotaging our own happiness and success. Avodas Ha'adam Erev Shabbos Hu Lirchotz Panav. Our mission on Erev Shabbos is not just to take a literal shower or bath, but spiritually to cleanse off panav. Hainu lirchotz ha'idei chamen shu b'chines ha'ga'ola ha'kol ma'shenivlo b'panav b'mashabon neged panav b'yemos ha'chol. I love this image. Why did the Gemara and why did the Rambam specifically say you bathe or shower, you get ready b'chamen in hot water? What if you like lukewarm? What if you like cold water? What if you like an ice bath? Why hot water? Because the imagery of hot water is haga'ala. Pesach is rapidly coming upon us. And when you kasher a vessel, when you want to purge the non-kosher things it has absorbed, you have to immerse it in hot water. Hot water is the agent. Hot water is the instrument to purge the non-kosher that has been absorbed into something. So the avoda, our effort, our mission today to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos is not just to wash our face literally in the shower or bath or over the sink, but it is to wash the Tzelem Elokim. B'chamen, hagala, kasher, to purge whatever non-kosher our face has absorbed. Did we look at the wrong things? Did we appear in the wrong place? Did we have the wrong expressions when someone was telling us juicy gossip or lashon hara? That face with its wrinkles and its worries, that face that has absorbed the worry that is against the bitachon, the faith that we are supposed to have. Chamen, hot water, is the image of hagala, of kashering ourselves, of ridding and purging ourselves of those non-kosher tastes that we have absorbed. You want your face to emanate light? Do you want to be alive? And do you want to illuminate the world? Shabbos comes and there's rest and the wrinkles are let go. In order to put on that Shabbos panim, you have to kasher, you have to loosen, you have to remove the weekday face, the weekday face that lived, that experienced, that reacted, that watched, that appeared in places that we shouldn't have been. Rachatz panav, we have to wash that face, we wash that tzelem elokim, we wash that individuality, that uniqueness, we wash that underachieving, and we come once again to believe in ourselves. We've said, yesh lekadesh Shabbos b'gimel b'chinos. Last week we spoke about Rav Avraham Shor's insight, the three psukim that all talked about Shabbos in last week's parsha, that maisa dibur u'machshava, we observe and we honor and we keep Shabbos in three ways, three venues, in our thoughts, in our speech, and in our actions with our hands. Him nefesh ruach neshama, him kaved lev moach. They are the three levels of the soul, and they reflect the liver, the heart, and the brain. Inyan harachitza shal apanu lekabel neshama shal Shabbos. We are going to get this neshama yisera. We're trying to absorb the extra soul, the soul on fire, the elevated, enriched, expanded soul. Where does it go, and how does it have room? How do we accept it, and how do we put it on? By being a rachatz panav, by washing, by purging, by kashering our face, by believing again in the Tzelem Elokim. So many people spend the whole week pursuing and indulging in the desires, the needs of the body. We live in this material, physical world, and we forget we have a soul. The whole week long, we think we are a body that has a soul. We forget we are a soul that has a body. So when do we remind ourselves, and when do we reaffirm that knowledge, that belief, that I'm a soul that has a body? Shabbos I experience and I spend as a soul. So I brush off, I wash off, rachatz panav, I wash off the neshama I might have been neglecting all week. I wash off the tzelem elokim that I might have been suppressing or suffocating all week. I rachatz panav, bechamen. I wash it off, how? By kashering it, by removing the negative things it's absorbed so that it, that soul, can be on fire with my spouse, with my children, in singing my zmiros, in getting my shluf, and in reading and challenging my mind, in disconnecting from my technology, and in spending 25 hours without any worry or fear, my soul comes alive once again. We didn't finish Yadav Viraglav, but just Panav, says Rav Mishor, the Panav, the Panim is the Panim, is the Tzelem Elokim, is the godliness, is the soul within me. And so my dear friends, as we count down, as Shabbos is going to be upon us, momentarily I implore you to wash off and dust off that neshama that maybe you haven't seen or made contact with since last week. An entire week maybe. That doesn't mean you didn't go to shul, you didn't learn the daf yomi, you didn't do chesed. Sometimes we do all those things, but we do them as external behaviors and forget the internal depth we haven't nourished in some neshama. So my dear friends, I hope that everyone's healthy, and I hope that you're happy. And I hope all week long you have no wrinkles and no worries. I hope all week long you're bebechinas Shabbos. But for me, it's a struggle. And for many of you, I'm sure it is too. So let's transition. We turn today, Friday, into Erev Shabbos. But let's turn tonight into actual Shabbos by letting go and letting Hashem in, by reminding ourselves of the neshama that burns inside us, of dusting off the barriers that are holding it back so that flame can burn, illuminate our lives and those around us. We'll pick it up next time, next week. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy, and don't forget to celebrate L'Kavod Shabbos. I know I can't see you anymore. We're not in Zoom. I know you're dancing on the other end. Shabbos, oh yes, Shabbos. How badly we need Shabbos. How badly we long for Shabbos. How badly we count down for Shabbos. Here comes that siren. Get ready. Wash off, rinse off. Oh yeah, yes, Shabbos. Siren, wishing everyone a holy, happy, and a healthy, and a beautiful Shabbos.